right, Watchman Radio representing East Coast. Out of New York, we are live on WWCR tonight. Shouts out everybody that still has a radio in the world. Right? So, check, 1, 2. So we weren't on last week, but, you know, a lot of stuff going on, you know. I have to stay on the air. I mean, there's so much insanity going on. The changes that are going on right now are so insane. For folks that don't see the subtle changes, which I've been saying subtle changes, but unfortunately, they're not even subtle, really, anymore. There's just weird things going on. And, you know, one sign to me that we're definitely in the end time wind up here. You know, I've been reporting on this radio show for 14 years. It's a long, pretty long time. I mean, you know, I'm not a novice in preaching the word or anything of that nature, reading the word, start preaching in the streets, doing meetings. You know, I got some skin in the game, I would say. There's some people that don't. Back when we started radio, real radio, we're on real radio now, but, you know, streaming technology was pretty new, and everybody was using Real Player. I don't know. It was many years ago. You know, one sign to me, okay, now I've been around, okay, the internet in itself, in its infancy. And I used to run a bulletin board, you know, many years ago. But before the internet, there was call-up bulletin board systems, okay? And without getting involved and telling you what was going involved with that, but that was when, you know, game peddling and everything was going on, and it got worse. But back in that time, IRC here in America, there were certain colleges that were set up that were doing a linking, a networking operation to formulate IRC. And this was the foundation of the internet. And then, of course, Delphi, AOL came along. And there was bridges over into this network, and it became more and more popular. And then it became the internet, right? But now, I know that's how the internet started, because I was around really before it even fully manifested. I've been involved, you know, like I said, with dial-up, 300, 2400 baud, going, you know, 9600 baud, 13.3, you know, US robotic modems and 16.8 format, and, you know, all, I've been around through the whole cycle of that, not to mention one of the first radio streamer stations. Watcher Radio, right? That's been around, one of the first podcasts. Odd Podcasts, very old. When podcasts just started, when the first iPod came out. So, just to let you know, I do know a little bit about the history of technology. Not that I was a complete egghead, but I was involved in, you know, pirating wares back then. Okay, I ran a bulletin board, a dwelling of nothingness. I was in a pirate group back then called the Humble Guys, THG. And this is going back many, many, many years. But, you know, so I'm familiar that how the internet started was with that. Okay? Now, how I know that this CERN thing that is in Switzerland, the 17-mile buried collider circle. Well, they've already admitted that they've been opening up portals of time. They've tapped into what's known as dark matter, what the very glue that holds the molecular structure together. Weird stuff. We're in a time where man has excelled to such a level that God has to do something, because what's happening is man is trying to go to that level, like we see in the book of Genesis. Okay, same thing when they were building the Tower of Babel. Okay, Babylon means confusion, and I'll get into that in a minute. This internet CERN, okay, which I believe is involved with this shift that we're seeing in reality right now. There's some people that can't see it. This is the strong delusion. This is how it's happening. And there's some people that are completely blinded to it. I don't particularly know how they got completely blinded to it. It's kind of bad. I mean, I don't like it. I don't know what's going to happen to them, you know? I mean, it's like, I know my memory, okay? I know the word. I've been studying the word. I know how the internet was started, and it was started in that manner with the colleges linking together for the FidoNet, you know, all the networks were around back then. CERN, okay, has somehow altered history where they have are now the inventors of the internet. It came through CERN. CERN says they invented the internet. Now, that is strange to me, okay, because I don't recall them in the mix whatsoever in all the years that I've been involved in technology. Like I told you earlier, building servers and bulletin board systems when the internet first came along. And here they are. You can check it out. They are now the founders of the internet. When did that happen? I don't remember it. Was I here for that? So you see what I'm saying? There's just crazy stuff going on. Okay, now, incidentally, this Zika virus right now is manifesting wildly. Pregnant people are just, you know, and living in terror down in Florida right now. It just shrinks the baby's head, and it's just, this is crazy times. Okay, where heads are being shrunken. When do you ever remember this? You know, crazy. Now, flooding going on. Obama's playing golf while the country is just in complete curse. He knows the curses are flowing here because he's involved in it. The Antichrist manifestation within him loves this. Okay, so warning of the strong delusion that's going out. Have to report this. Because many have been getting in touch with me. Many are opening their eyes to it. Many are seeing what's going on. And then there's a great portion that are not. So it is. The subtle changes, the geographical map changes, names, slogans, songs, places, Bible verses, and history are changing. We're in a great manifestation of confusion. Okay, I'm going to get into that in a minute. So, strong delusion going out. On the contrary, we have those that don't see any of the changes, which is quite frightening, because the changes that I'm talking about are superior in many ways. So it's almost like I came from a world of, like, superior things, and I've never really, you know, I mean, the words that I'm talking about that I remember in Scripture are far more superior than what we see now. I mean, you go to Leviticus and all throughout Scripture, it used to say harlot in my King James, right? Now I look at my King James that I've had for 17 years, and it now says whore. You know, just crazy. That was never there. It always said harlot. Now it's whore. You know, the words that are shifting are not King Jamesy to me. They just sound weird. Okay? No wineskins, bottles. Instead of grain, corn is everywhere. Everything became corn. And on and I can go with changes. I mean, just, I could go on and on and on about changes that I've found in Scripture. Okay? So, those people that can't see any of this think I'm in a delusion. But the problem is, common sense has kicked in. And how can, listen, if the words I'm remembering are more superior than the ones that you're seeing, there's a problem. There's a real problem here. If the slogans that I remember are more superior than the slogans you're seeing, there's a problem. If I remember the slogan for Sara Lee saying that nobody does it like Sara Lee, and you're saying the slogan is nobody doesn't like with two negatives, it doesn't even make sense in the English language, that's a problem. Nobody doesn't like two negatives. It's stupid. There's like a stupid spirit going out around here. When you watch Forrest Gump, you know, life was a box of chocolates. Past tense. All these weird things that are happening. Now, the fact of the matter is, the Bible verses are changing. They are literally supernatural. Every Bible, every King James in the world has shifted. And the verses you remember, trust your memory, because the words you remember are better than the ones that are manifesting in front of you. Wineskins was always in Matthew 9:17, not bottles. Okay, you go to Mark 2:2, and it's bottles. Pop bottles is everywhere. You go to the book of Job, it used to say, I wish my words were inscribed on a scroll. Remember that? Not anymore. Every King James now says, I wish my words were printed in a book. Okay? It's just crazy. That just never existed. Now, here's the kicker. This one, just unbelievable. In Matthew 18:20, I know this verse well. I mean, we used to always, when we gathered in prayer and all the prayer meetings I've had over the years, we always used to quote this verse. And this is, I remember it, if any two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And we used to say, hey, we're more, because you're three, you're four, two or more, here we go, when we get like 10 to 15 people together. We're two or more. Now we're you two, and there's three, there's four, five, six, and seven, two or more that are gathered in my name, there I am in the middle. That's what it used to say. That's how I always remember it, in my King James. I can't be confused, because that's all I've read is the King James over the years. House is full of King James, every 5 feet. And if that's not good enough, I've been listening to the King James for years, playing in every room all over the house. For years. That's what the whole Faith Radio is all about, that we've been giving out. That's all my audio files I've been listening to all these years. That's where it came from. So it's not like I don't know what it used to say. See what I'm saying? It always was, if any two or more were gathered in my name. Now, I open my King James, and I'll read it to you. Matthew 18:20. For where any two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. What the heck is that? That never said, listen. If any two or three, it never said two or three. It said two or more. People, come on. So, then you have the other side of this. You got people that are seeing changes, and then you got those that can't see anything. God help them. And then you have those that saw and became in mass hysteric and mass hysteria, and are flagging every verse in the Bible, including, I saw this big thing on YouTube of this woman flagging, you know, Luke 17:37 about the eagles where the body is. And I did a study. I did a show on that back in 2004. I'm going to dig it up. I did a whole show on that verse, so I remember the study that I did. Incidentally, the Blue Letter Bible, which she's using, has been altered. You can't use that anymore. Just go to htmlbible.com. That's original Greek. That's going to be your best strong. Scroll down to the bottom there where it says strong with King James concordance. That's all Greek writing. That has not shifted for some reason. HTMLBible.com is the real Strong's Concordance. Blue Letter Bible has been shifted. Something weird going on with that. And then that's how she got confused with that, because it always said, where the body would be that the eagles would be gathered. Now, that, she's saying it was always vulture and the body was the carcass. But in reality, in Luke 17:37, in the study I did years ago, that word body was suma. And suma in the original Greek meant living body. Okay? So the revelation there is much deeper than just a dead body. Suma had to do with a living body being gathered. Get it? The body of Christ. And the eagles there, she's saying, you know, this was altered. It never was altered. It always said eagles. Okay, in my King James, it always said eagles there. She's saying it was vultures. She's flagging the whole Bible. This woman's gone crazy. They're just flagging everything. It's hyper-mass hysteria. So this strong delusion, the reason why it's strong, it's getting people on each side. You got to be real careful. Stay close to the Lord in these times. Now, that word suma was real term for body, meant living body. And the word eagle there, if in the real concordance, if you go to htmlbible.com, the word eagle there, if you look it up, it actually meant bird of prey. It was not a vulture. A bird of prey is an eagle. Vulture is not a bird of prey. Okay, so that revelation has to do with the gathering of the church, the way I read it. But, you know, I was on Reddit just reading some accounts of people that are seeing these changes. Incidentally, that whole thing I laid out to you of those that could see, those that can't see, and those that are going delusional that can see, meaning they went into mass hysteria, there's a complete Mexican standoff going on there. And, you know, it's sad. I don't know what to make of it, but in my opinion, I'm just going to try to stay balanced in the whole situation, because this is we're seeing confusion, and I want to read that here in a minute. But in Reddit, I'm seeing people actually get very nervous about these changes. People that really know and are seeing changes are getting nervous. They're getting like heart palpitations, and they're getting very panicky. And you can get that because you're coming into a realization that we're in a shift. We're entering into the end times. Incidentally, all this started, realistically, if you look at Joel Osteen, which was always Olsteen, his name shifted in 2009. If you go to waybackmachine.org and you type in Joel Osteen, Olsteen, you'll see he had millions of hits, and then it drops in 2009. So that's strange. And if you go to Google Trends and you type in Joel Osteen with an Olsteen, you'll see he had millions of searches for that name, and then in 2009 it drops. So the person that owns joelolsteen.com now with the L, some guy in Panama. I'd like to get a hold of him. Who's that guy? But here, you go to waybackmachine.org, you'll see millions of people visiting that site. But that was never his name. So where were they going? You see how crazy this is? So all this has started when Obama came on the scene. It's really the demonic power in him. If he gets a seat as Secretary General of the United Nations, this demonic power is going to increase that follows his character. He's a character. Now, men's hearts failing them, and in the Greek, it also has to do getting faint, worked up, swoon away, it means. Not just a heart attack. And it means a sense of a panic. So we're seeing that, aren't we? Now, I just want to try to... I'm going to try to play a couple things to you that you could hear yourself, that I want you to hear, that are shifting, that I remember. One of them is, and this is waking up a lot of people in New York, because we all know Billy Joel's music, because Billy Joel's from Long Island. And his song Piano Man always said, "Son, can you play me a melody?" Not quite sure how it goes, but it's short and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore younger man's clothes. I know the lyrics. It'd been playing thousands and thousands and thousands of times here in New York. WBAB, WRCA, WNEW, constantly over the years, for 30 years. I've heard the song thousands of times. I know it always said, "Son, can you play me a melody?" That's what it said. Now, listen to what it says. You won't believe it. Okay, YouTube is not working out on this thing. Okay. I'll try to normalize that in the mix when it goes on the podcast. He now says, okay, "Son, can you play me a memory? I'm not quite sure how it goes." Okay, so we're to believe that this song now is somehow about some guy with dementia. Okay, the guy sipping on the gin. Okay, the guy that just didn't remember it. Some situation. It never was that. Okay? Oh, that's why it didn't play. I think I could probably play it now. I want you to hear this. Can you play me a memory? Did you hear that? Okay. Listen to this. Play me a memory. Never used to say that. He says, "Son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes." All right, so he don't remember his memory. Okay? That's what the song now is about. But it never used to say that. Heard this thousands of times. I know Billy Joel. I did the alarm in his house on Further Lane in East Hampton. And now in Oyster Bay. Okay? This is unbelievable. Now, this other thing I grew up with, you know, you remember, it's just, this is an amazing story. Because I was at church the other night, and the guy was talking about this in the prayer meeting. He said, "You remember that story with the three little pigs, and then the wolf is like the devil, and he says, 'The huff and the puff, and I'll blow your house down, that's like the devil.'" And he started talking, and as he was telling that story, I thought to myself, do you think that changed? I remember that as a kid with the three little piggies. And I was thinking, did that change? And guess what? It did. I checked it. Check it out. "Open the door and let me in.
Get up in the hair, I'm going to chitty chin chin.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
Did you hear that? He now says, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." It never was that way. It was always, "I'll blow your house down." You see what I'm saying? I know this thousands of times as a kid growing up, I heard this. People got to wake up, man. This is unbelievable. But getting back to what I was trying to say, these shifts, of course, those two... or annoying, because I know that song and I definitely know that little kid thing because I grew up with that thing. But subtle changes or not so subtle, we're entering into a time of great delusion. Okay, this is all a ramp up for the Antichrist. I'm telling you, this is going to be it. This is going to be those led like the Pied Piper right along with something that is a lie, and they're going to believe it, and they're going to think it's okay, and they're going to be damned, okay? Just because they weren't watching and praying, and they were not able to escape what's coming. Exactly what the word says to do. Now, scripturally, Christ did mention escaping things. I talked to many believers, and they're like chatty catty dolls. They just pull a string on their own backs and they just spit out the same thing all the time. "All we can do is pray. All we can, amen." And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Christ said to run to the mountains. There was action involved with a lot of things he had to escape things coming. Okay? So all you can do is pray for a revelation on how to escape things that are coming, that you be found worthy to escape. That's right. You can pray constantly about these things so you'll be found worthy. And folks, now is the time to rid of every pet sin possible. Just get rid of it. Your life depends on it right now. Not even worth it. This is it. We are definitely in the home stretch. So, Matthew 24:16, Christ specifically said, flee to mountains. I want to get into Luke 21. Do I have time before I got to get Redbeard on the phone? You know what? I'll probably get him on the phone and we'll read that, because I want to talk about Luke 21 for sure. I still use the King James. And some people are saying don't use the King James at all because it's evil now. You know, they're whacked. Okay? Just get you. Now, a lot of people have been messaging me. They got a King James Schofield 1967 reference. And yeah, some things are changing that, but a lot of the big words that have shifted are okay. Okay? But you're going to have to do a little repairing there. Obviously, in Isaiah 11:6, it says, dwell with the wolf. And we know that used to be lay with the lion. And the lion and the lamb. That's what it always said. And you know, so there's some people trying to debunk all these changes by, well, this is just millions of people at the same time that are just really having, you know, a case of Chinese whisper. You know, one person said it and the other person said it and you always thought it was that way. No, I don't think so. Okay? That in itself is crazy. To think that just millions of people all at the same time are having the same insufficient recollection of what's going on. Just think about that, how crazy that is. This is it, folks. This is 2 Thessalonians 2 going on. This is the ushering in of the Antichrist, the lawless one, will be accompanied with all power, every lying sign and wonder, and every wicked deception. And to say that the devil can't do something in this time is contrary to that word right there. Because it says every and all and every. And it's in the Greek. It's not italics. It's there. So, hello? Jeez. Trying to get Redbeard on the line is like... You remember that show Green Acres? It's like he should just climb the pole out there or something. You remember that show? But, his phone don't work, so he's on some hill somewhere. Yeah.
You there? Yeah, I'm here.
All right, listen. You got to get a phone, man. I mean, it's like the end of the world, and God can't just bless you with a phone. You know? It's like, you have not because you ask not.
I know. I'm out here walking in the dark trying to talk to you down an old dirt road.
Listen, I hope a mosquito don't bite you because I don't want your brain to shrink any more than it already has. The Zika virus is deadly. Now, I want to read Luke 21, okay, because, you know, this is, folks, we're in the end times. Now, the case here is the fullness of the Gentiles has come. Now, this confusion that's going on in this country specifically, I believe all started when Obama came on the scene. These weird things he represents, in itself, he's confusing. He is confused. I don't even know who he's married to. Is that a man or a woman? No one knows. The guy's just a complete question mark. He's a liar. Okay? I'm telling you, there's something going on with him. Now, Luke 21, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. Okay? What the hell is that noise? What are you wearing, an oxygen mask?
No, I'm out here walking, man.
You got like an oxygen mask going in the background there.
No, it's crickets and bugs.
I can't believe this. I got to lower you a little because you sound like a freak show out there. All right, hold on. I'm trying to read a word and you're abominating it. Hold on. It says, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. Okay. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, I am the anointed. And the time draweth near, go ye not thereof after them. Many people say, you know, this is the false anointings, and this is fulfilled already, right? With all the crazy, and that's true. There have been great falling away in the camp of the charismatic movement, right? I mean, feathers and all these other weird men, gem anointing, gigalites, head bobbing, bouncer people. I mean, it's been crazy. So false revivals, people really not repenting, just laughing, doing weird gyrations, which we uncovered years ago. We were the first to do it, and everybody came against us back then in 2007.
Absolutely.
All right, verse 9. But when you shall hear of wars, commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Now, this is interesting because, right now we're seeing nationality rise against nationality. We're seeing a great divide in this country specifically and all over the world. There is a great divide with nationality and nationality. So we're seeing a pang of that and that for sure right now. A lot of hatred, love of many wax cold, and we're seeing a definite manifestation. Great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, famines, pestilences, fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And I shall, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. This has been going on for years, okay? And now you're seeing a great divide in the camp because now you've got this confusion going on with those that see subtle changes, those that don't see subtle changes, and that those that see changes in everything. There's like a threefold camp going on there. Now, this here about being put to death, this is all from the book of Daniel here. We're going to see great persecution, and we have, through Obama funding ISIS, has killed millions of Christians already. Oh yeah. That's what he did with all that money. He funded ISIS. Now, he says, but there shall not a hair on your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. This is, again, Book of Daniel, right? Then let them which is in Judea flee to the mountains. Okay, you see, there's action involved in getting away from a lot of this that's coming. You just don't sit around. If God's telling you flee to mountains, there must be something to that. Okay? Right? So,
absolutely.
There must be something to it. Why would he say it? So, key to that would be in verse 21 of chapter 21. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's the fullness of the Gentiles. Now, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations. Okay, this is going on for sure. We're seeing crazy manifestations with the sun, the moon, and the stars. We're seeing shifting and great weird signs going on, which people are uncovering if you have eyes to see. Now, the word I want to touch on here, the reason I'm really reading a lot of this, is the Lord spoke to me about this one word, and it's perplexia, which means confusion, right?
Absolutely.
That's in verse 25 of Luke 21. Perplexity. It means confusion, distress, and that's what's going on. We're in a time of confusion. You know, the beast in Revelation chapter 7 that was and is and is not, great confusion has been sent out to this country, which I believe is Mystery Babylon, which Babylon means confusion. It makes sense. Obama, who I believe is an antichrist, is coming out of Babylon. Because, let's face it, if you look in the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar was a type and foreshadow of antichrist, and he came out of what? Babylon. And when you go back further, guess what? Nimrod was a type and foreshadow of antichrist as well, and he also came out of what? Babylon. So this confusion we're seeing manifest in the land, very important to take note of that word, perplexity, which means confusion. We're seeing a great pang of this confusion manifest right now. And of course, if you're seeing these subtle changes, that's confusion. Because some people are saying, now here's the problem. Some people see for a minute, and then they, you see, reality is powerful. If you see something in reality and it just takes a grip on you and then it'll overtake your memory, you're like, wow, that's kind of strange, but I guess I've always thought it wrong. Like I was in a place the other day and I said, I'm going to sing the piano man. You ever hear piano man? Oh yeah, sure. He started singing it. And what did he say? He said, son, sing me a melody. And I said, guess what? It's never said that. He went right on his computer. He goes, wow, I've been mistaken for 30 years. No, you haven't. We all are mistaken simultaneously. This is a strong delusion going out. Get it? The song don't make sense. Play me a memory. I'm not sure how it goes. The old man is now dementia hanging out in the bar now. That's not how the song was.
Oh, it's crazy.
Now, Jimmy, what do you got on this? I talked enough.
Well, you talked about that the other day, about the play me a melody. And you said, like, it says what? I was like, no, that's not the way that song ever went.
Yeah.
The whole thing is happening. I mean, we've got other people looking at the stars, and, I mean, just like the scripture you read, things are moving around, things aren't there that used to be there, and people that, you know, that's their job. That's what they do. You know, the stars, the astronomers, they're like, something's not right here. This isn't the way I remember this. And then they're convinced that they're just misremembering it. It's ridiculous. This whole thing is just happening before us, just like Scripture said it would. And then we're being convinced that we're delusional, that we're the ones that are mistaken. You know, the whole thing about the three little pigs, you know, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll look half down. I've asked 100 people that question. Every one of them reply, I'll blow your house down. No one replies, I'll blow your house in.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Then, you know, we see this evil woman.
Yeah, he's gone. Probably going to talk about Hillary, wasn't he? getting back to perplexity, it means inability to deal with or understand something. That's what it means. And in the book of Luke, chapter 21, Christ said there would be great perplexity. And we're seeing that right now. This confusion going out with names, places, geographical slogans, history. We see this in Daniel, that he would seek to change times and laws. And they've been able to do this. Like I told you earlier, CERN invented the internet. No, they didn't. Not where I came from, they didn't. So the very fact that they've tagged themselves to the internet is strange to me. There's something going on. Now, getting back to CERN releasing this video that was a mock sacrifice where they had people in black robes in front of the demonic demon statue that they have. And they couldn't deny it because the guy was definitely in the building filming. It wasn't CGI. And he filmed the people in the black robes with the knife, and they were acting like it was stabbing a girl in the throat. This happened in CERN. It's on YouTube if you haven't seen it yet. But they came out and made a statement because everybody was trying to get a hold of them about it because they said, is that fake or is that real? And they admitted that it was people staying in the CERN building late at night, guests. Now, what would be guests doing in the CERN building doing with black robes? You know, and what was there, 10 of them, 12 of them? You know, acting like they're stabbing the girl in the throat? And I found that strange. There's just something strange about CERN. You know, why did they do a mock sacrifice of a girl on the CERN facility in front of that Shiva demon? You know, they laid the girl down and acted like they were stabbing her. And they admitted, like I said, I'm repeating that, they admitted that they had people staying at CERN that did this. So, why? Why are people in the building, a nuclear research facility, which is a high security building, how are they able to just run around in black robes, 12 to 13 of them, okay, and have a girl laying down in front of a statue and acting like they're stabbing her? How could you have that? It doesn't even make sense. You see what I mean? This is crazy. There's something going on over there. Okay? Mark my words. They are entangling in things they ought not do. Now, getting what he was talking about, this wench, God forgive me, Hillary. This woman, okay? Her name changed a couple months ago to Hillary with one L. And then recently her name changed back to two L's again. You go to Reddit, people are all talking about it months ago. I've been following these changes since early April. Some people are just coming on board to it, but I've been following it for a while. On Reddit, you'll see people talking about Hillary's name. It went to H-I-L-A-R-Y and then shifted back out of nowhere. But and that's happened a lot of times with the movie Apollo 13. You see people talking about Apollo 13. And then you go on YouTube and watch the Apollo 13 scene with Tom Hanks. And he said, Houston, we had a problem, H-A-D. And now it shifted back to Houston, we have a problem. But the original moon, the original NASA version still says, Houston, we've had a problem. That one hasn't shifted back yet. So you got confusion there. You got the original Apollo 13 says, Houston, we had a problem, H-A-D. And then the Apollo 13 movie came back and says, Houston, we have a problem. But it was had. And when you go to Reddit, everybody's arguing about it. So now it always said that. And then when it shifts back, all the people that said it always said that, they shut up because they feel stupid. Because it went back to what it was. And then you go to California Dreaming by the Mamas and Papas. And it always says, that when I went by a church that was along my way, I got down on my knees and I began to pray. And, you know, now it shifts back to pretend to pray, to begin to pray, to pretend to pray. And you can go now and look at it. It'll shift right in front of you. And people say it's YouTube doing it. YouTube ain't doing it. This is a crazy demonic phenomenon. You can download the movie to your computer and play it back constantly. Just the buffer. Just go back to that section, began to pray, pretend to pray. It'll constantly shift back and forth. Complete mockery. And because they're saying pretend to pray, right? Now, you look at this shift we just were talking about earlier with the Billy Joel song. Of course, that in itself is a mockery because play me a memory. I'm not quite sure how it goes. That's what's going on right now, kind of, because people's memories are being challenged. They're being challenged with the word. They're being challenged with geographical locations, slogans, names, and history. And listen, trust your memories now, especially with the Word of God. The Word of God says the Holy Ghost will bring to remembrance every word that the Lord has spoken to you. That's right. So if you've read the word and you know the word, trust that more than anything that's laid out in front of you right now. Because the word of God says that the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance. To bring to remembrance. Okay, a lot of people say the word of God can't be challenged. It can't be changed. It cannot be changed. And we read the word was destroyed by fire in the book of Jeremiah. Constantly, the king kept burning the word of God, but Jeremiah remembered it in his heart, and he kept rewriting it, right? We know that story. Kept rewriting it, because he knew the word, but even though it was destroyed, he trusted his memory. The Holy Spirit brought to remembrance the word, and he was able to sustain that way, in that manner. So, trust your memory, because the Word of God says the Holy Spirit, if you're ever in a situation where you're feeling confused about what you're reading in the Word, and you're like, well, that just don't look right, that's where you just you commune with the Holy Spirit. You say, Lord, your Word says that you'll bring to remembrance every word, quote that scripture, and wait on the Lord. Okay, wait on the Lord to give you a check in your spirit. This is a time to get spiritually mature, to have the Holy Spirit lead you. Those that are led by the Spirit are truly the sons of God. We're seeing that right now. You're going to really be, okay, a son and daughter of God now, because you need to be led by the Spirit. If you're not being led by the Spirit now, you're going to have problems. So in this example that I'm telling you, if you're looking in your King James and you see something that looks strange, like I told you earlier, it's two or three, and I remember two or more. It always said a two or more gathered in my name. That, you know, that's a problem. But when you go to Leviticus and all throughout Scripture, you see whore, it always said harlot. Okay, so if you see whore in your King James, just pray. Just say, Lord, I don't remember that verse like that. And this word change is strange to me. You pray to the Lord about the verse. And wait on the Spirit of God to give you a check if that word is changed. Don't rely on me. Rely on the Holy Ghost. I'm just giving you an example on how you can bring into an effect the word that says that the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance every word. And that's true. So by faith, you act in faith on that word by simply bringing that situation, even me, bring me to before the Lord in a way, well, Lord, is what he's saying true? Does what he's saying bear witness to me? You know, pray about everything. You should be led by the Holy Ghost. You should test what I'm saying. And not everything I've ever said is 100%. But I believe a majority of it is. I mean, I'm still going at this, preaching the word And I believe the Lord is impressed it upon me to warn folks. And he, the Lord says specifically, be not deceived. The Lord does not want you deceived. He does not want it. And subtlety is the root of deception, because we see it in the garden, and that's how he took down man initially, with subtlety. And even Paul warned later. He said it, the subtlety of the serpent would beguile you and take you away the simplicity, take away the simplicity of the gospel. He understood the subtlety of the spirit behind the strong delusion. And now we're in a time of a great strong delusion. And I gave you the levels of it. But being led by the Spirit now is the most important thing that you could ever, ever imagine. If you ever got anything out of these broadcasts over the years, right now what I'm telling you is probably the most important thing, because to step out in faith tonight, tomorrow, and bring to account that word where the Lord said, and that's a promise, that he would bring to remembrance every word that the Lord has spoken to you through his word. When you've read the word, he was speaking to you. That's the Lord speaking to you when you read the word. Just ask the Holy Ghost to bring to remembrance all these verses that people are debating. And there's some people that are flagging everything. I don't know if they're a psyop or they've just gone nuts. Be careful on that side, but also be careful on the completely blinded ones, because there are changes going on. And you don't want to be caught unaware. This is like a snare coming on the whole earth. This deception is like a snare that's going to, it's gripping people. Pray that you be found worthy to escape things coming to pass. And this sword of subtlety is something that's coming to pass as we speak right now. I just gave you a couple examples tonight. Specifically, that kid rhyme thing, Billy Joel song, which I know very well. And that verse in Matthew, where two or more gathered in my name. I mean, it just rolls off my tongue because I've said it so many times. It was never two or three. Just two or three, it was two or more. You know, it was never whoer in my King James. It was always harlot. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and you should have a check in your spirit about these changes. If you're in a position where like, it's always been that way, it's always been that way. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Because you're not from what I remember. I don't know what to say to you, and you're not going to change me. I'm pretty rooted in the King James. You know, I've read it cover to cover a few times. I wish I read it cover to cover more now. for obvious reasons. But I've listened to it continually and read chapters and verses and pages constantly. But, you know, the accounts and the stories and principles are etched into me pretty good. And that's really what I have to say tonight. But I will say the Faith Radio Project is still going. People, if you have not gotten your Faith Radio, please message me or call us toll free, 877-734-6327. Please leave your address very slowly and spell your address. Our address is Watchman Radio, Watchman Radio, 47 West Lake Drive. That's two words, West Lake. And that's Patchogue, Patchogue, New York, 11772. You can write us for the Faith Radio. You can call us, 877-734-6327, for the Faith Radio. And we're pretty much caught up. I know Bob had a bad one. He should have just kept that one, because you can, if your battery dies in them, you can still keep it plugged in. And I'll just send you another one instead of paying the money to ship it back. I mean, it's no big deal. We'll just send you out another radio. But if the battery is something wrong in the battery in the Faith radio, you could just keep the power cord plugged in or get a longer power cord for like $2 and keep that playing somewhere in the house like we do. But, you know, it's helped a lot of folks out there. And, again, we'll be back by the grace of God. I hope this broadcast has helped you in some way. If anything, like I said earlier, the Holy Spirit, we must be led by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit. And now's the time to pray. Pray always that we might escape the things coming to pass and on the earth. Watch radio. Be back next week by the grace of God. Lord loves you. We love you. Peace, shalom, and good night.